You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County is looking to residents for help in determining the feasibility of a beach and swimming area on Onondaga Lake. The county is using grant money to conduct an in-depth study using public input gathered through surveys and from meetings like one being held on Tuesday evening at Destiny USA. Director of Community Engagement at Focus Greater Syracuse, Frank Moses, says past studies have shown an interest in swimming.
There was a question said in 2012 report, how would you rank having a public swimming area on Onondaga Lake? And over 50% of the 1,073 folks that responded said it was either very important or important.
Moses says a more recent survey showed swimming ranked fifth as very desirable out of 16 activities on the lake. Director of the county's Office of Environment, Travis Glazier, says now they have to look at the practical implications of this type of waterfront development.
Are there infrastructure constraints that would need to be taken into consideration? What would the cost be to put that in there? What sorts of operations and maintenance considerations and long-term investment would the county have to go through?
The county has hired engineering firm Barton & Lowe Judas to conduct the study. Glazier says they're looking at an area along the northeast shoreline from the Butterfly Garden off Onondaga Lake Parkway to the Seneca Outlet in the park.
Is there access via roadway or parking? What is the wave action like there? Is this a really choppy area or is this a cove? Is this too constrained? There are certain areas where it's very, very thin. It's very close to the trail and you're going to have separation from the trail.
Glazier says the design may or may not include a bathhouse depending on need, size, infrastructure, and cost. The study will also conduct a market analysis of beach-related assets in the area and proximity to each. Meanwhile, he knows there's still a lot of skepticism about water conditions, even 20 years and $750 million after cleanup began.
This is yet another opportunity for us to engage and to hopefully help people understand that progress has been made, that water quality is in line with other water bodies, even better than other water bodies.
Glazier says the goal is to have the feasibility study completed by the year's end, at which time it will be presented to lawmakers. Until then, he says there will be a number of outreach efforts. Tuesday evening's meeting runs from 5 to 7 p.m. on Destiny USA's Sky Deck with a presentation at 5:30. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.